the ANC had argued that the IEC had irregularly registered the MK. So it was more about the registration of MK. And the court rules that the issues raised by the ANC are neither here nor there, that the IEC has a duty to assist the parties that wants to support the democracy. And if a party wants to register to contest elections, that is in the constitution. And the IEC has a duty to assist, because the argument that was put by the ANC is that the IEC did reject the submission by the MK party because the MK party had failed to comply with certain issues. And it argued that upon that, the MK party had to come up with a new application. And the court suggested or indicated that that is not so, that a supplementary submission to correct the defect in the application was sufficient. And it is the job of the IEC to assist, not to become an impediment. And on the basis of that, the ANC has an application to render the registration of the MK party null and void was dismissed.
What does this mean, Professor, for the ANC? The elections are coming up on the 29th of May.
Well, the ANC was going to court mainly because it can see that the MK party will be a threat. And in a sense that some people who are going to vote for the ANC might opt to vote for the MK. So by trying to push it out of the election, it sought to contain that the damage that will happen to it in terms of support. But at the same time, the fact that the court ruled in the most devastating way, almost saying some of the submissions made by the ANC were simply lies, it's very embarrassing for the party. So whichever way you look at it, it is not good for the ANC. It's not good from public relations. It's also not good that it had failed dismally to dislodge the MK party from contesting. But the ANC still have another court case that will also be heard. That is really about not so much the MK party contesting. It is about the MK party using what it claims to be its symbols. It argues that the logo that the MK party uses is a logo that is associated with the ANC. So that will be for another court to determine.